My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. He is also the author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? He joins me today to discuss what he considers the head-scratching Obama policy of trumpeting the successful killing of high-value terrorist targets while also aggressively working to empty the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, which of course holds some of the most hardened terrorists. And Colonel, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg.
You are quoted in a recent Washington Times article as saying the hypocrisy of this administration when it comes to the killing and, on the other hand, releasing of terrorists knows no bounds. Has this been the case throughout the 7.5 years, or is it just ramping up now as they try to keep the promise that they made back in 2008 to close Guantanamo?
Well, it is breathtaking, and it is a scratch-your-head type of moment. Over the last 7.5 years, we've seen a significant ramp-up in terms of the use of drones to kill individual terrorists. Now, I'm certainly not going to defend terrorists, but at the same time, down in Guantanamo, we spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and certainly a lot of money to try to incarcerate and detain known terrorists from Al-Qaeda or from the battlefields in Iraq or elsewhere in the world. And the Obama administration is dead set on letting them all go. And so on one hand, we're letting these people go to their homelands, where in many cases they aren't going to be detained very long and certainly aren't going to be punished like I think they well deserve. And at the same time, you know, we're killing these people as fast as we can using drones. Now, drone killing is okay, but it compromised the necessary intelligence to break up networks. And so instead of killing some of these folks, we had to grab them, drain them of information that we possibly can, and then shut down the networks rather than, you know, one here, one there, and so forth, where, in fact, they're proliferating in some places far faster than we can kill them.
It's pointed out also in this Washington Times article, Colonel, that a House committee chairman has accused the Obama administration of knowingly sending Gitmo terrorists to countries with lax monitoring. What do you know about that, and what is the explanation for something like that?
Well, the explanation is that the country's regimes are not as dead set on retaining or detaining and preventing these people from returning to the battlefield as we would like them to be. A lot of these people came out of Yemen. Yemen's a country in civil war today. You know, why in the world would we want to send known killers back to Yemen, where we know they're going to escape or be released, or certainly their detention is going to be a country club-like detention? Certainly in Saudi Arabia, the people that we've released stay in a very nice facility, and they have outside connections. So they can continue to recruit. They can raise funds using the telephones provided by the Saudi government. Or if you go to one of the Emirates, it's much the same. So the United States, I think, really ends up, we paid for these people with our, you know, certainly our lives and our treasure to capture them, to put them in Guantanamo until the end of the war. And yet, we're finding that they're being released, or at least, you know, minimally incarcerated. And as a direct result, they're continuing their old ways. This just doesn't make sense.
So I get why these countries are lax once these prisoners get back within their borders. Given that we know that they're doing that, why do we keep sending them there?
Well, there's a political agenda here on the part of the president. You know, he just does not like Guantanamo and the detention we're going through. Of course, you know, he's the guy in June of 2009 that went to Cairo and preached to the world saying, you know, the United States is a bad country because we're not treating Muslims the way we should. And in the wake of that, of course, we have the Arab Spring. We've had civil wars that have, you know, eviscerated much of that region. And, of course, we've had a lot of terrorism that has come as, I think, a direct result. It just does not make any, you know, common sense, but that's something that we haven't seen much in this administration.
Get your reaction to a couple more things here, Colonel. This same article written on Sunday in the Washington Times gives a couple different examples of what's basically conflicting policy here. It says, for example, the Pentagon announced in September it had exterminated French national David Drujan, an al-Qaeda bomb maker in Syria. A few months later, the Pentagon announced it was transferring one of al-Qaeda's best bomb makers from Cuba to the government of Bosnia. It's still unclear whether that particular detainee is going back into the bomb-making business. In April, the Pentagon announced the transfer of two other al-Qaeda explosives experts. In another kill announcement, the Pentagon said on April 1st that it conducted an airstrike that killed a high-value target in Somalia. At the same time, a few months earlier, a committed bin Laden loyalist who had been transferred from Gitmo to Sudan in 2012 emerged in a video by another terrorist unit known as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is pretty well known. So what message does this all send? What message does the Obama administration hypocrisy, as you term it, have on the American people, on our allies, and on our adversaries?
Well, our adversaries, of course, want to be captured and not, you know, droned, I think is their message, because one is dead and one's going to be able to live again and to return to their homeland to do the same thing they've been doing all along. The American people, I think, should be up in arms. You know, here we have a president that is releasing known killers, but at the same time, he, you know, it's like the, you know, like a fox chase. You know, you put the fox out on the loose, he's going to go back to his old native land, and we have to go chase him, and we have to use a drone to kill him. I just don't understand the expense that we go through to do that is exorbitant, and at the same time, you know, we're releasing people that are teaching the younger recruits how to do the nasty business that they were put into a Guantanamo in the first place for.
We're talking with Colonel Bob McGinnis, and Colonel, there are now reports just this week that Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin introducing an amendment to the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act that would require the Defense Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of State, to give Congress unclassified notice of plans to transfer detainees currently held at the military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay. The notice would need to specify the name, country of origin, and country of destination for the individual detainee planned to be transferred 30 days before the transfer actually occurs. Additionally, it would need to stipulate the count of ex-detainees transferred to the country of destination in question who are known or believed to have reengaged in terrorism after their transfer. That report from the Free Beacon. Good idea, necessary idea. What do you make of Congress trying to get a clearer handle on what's going on here?
Well, it's certainly an effort to box in a future administration regarding the disposition of the detainees of Guantanamo. No one, and I've been to Guantanamo a couple of times, I've talked to the interrogators, I've watched their operations, and it's a humane operation. But at the same time, you know, the message is, I don't care what your political agenda is, administration, we're going to keep these people there indefinitely, and certainly as long as this war on terror lasts. And based upon what the Director of National Intelligence tells us, this is going to go on for decades yet to come. So if we shut down Guantanamo, where in the world, if we capture people in the future and don't drone them, where in the world are we going to put them? Are we going to bring them here to the United States and give them all the rights and privileges of being a citizen and suing in the federal courts? That's going to cost us a fortune. Rather, we ought to detain them in places away from the United States, and Guantanamo costs us $1 a year. I think that's a good bargain.
Last question on this topic, sir, before we let you go. Obviously, during the Bush years, Guantanamo was a topic that got a lot of different coverage. It became a major issue for Obama in the 2008 campaign. And then since he became president, it hasn't gotten much attention except when he's made major statements about it, especially recently. What do you make of the media's amount of coverage of this during the Obama years and the tenor of it?
Well, it's always been in favor of Obama. I think most of the media is aligned with the progressive agenda of this president, and they don't want to hold him accountable. And yet, Americans are dying, Americans will die, and it will be, I would argue, direct evidence of the type of behavior that he's evidenced by allowing these killers to go free. You know, he pulled us out of Iraq early, he contributed to the Arab Spring, he gave away billions of dollars and a lot of freedom for the Iranians to do their nasty business. He has not found a terrorist that he doesn't like in some way that he wants to grant a favor to. He has not made this country safer, but I would argue much more dangerous, and certainly has been a bow, something to encourage the Iranians as well as the Islamists and ISIS much more than they should be.
Colonel, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your analysis today.
Thank you.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, he's also the author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America. Pleasure as always, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about the jet. I can't do anything about that.
No worries. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
You bet. Have a great day. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com. Two and one. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis.